Social Blend is in partnership with Goalie Gummies. It's simple, it's delicious, it's Goalie.
Hey everyone, and welcome to another beautiful episode of Social Blend Podcast. This is going to be the best one yet. I feel it. I'm Gracie.
And I'm George.
And you guys, George is wearing an Ocean Isle Beach sweatshirt.
That's crazy. My God. I am. Yes, I am. I am so hungover. I can't even speak. Like, English is not my first language all of a sudden.
Oh my God. Screaming.
Okay. We'll talk about it in a second, but I'm so hungover today. It's not even
funny. A little drunk and a little high, so
love that. So we're both going through it.
Yeah. So last night, me and my bestie, we're on one a little bit, you know. He texted me, he's like, "Yo, I'm off tomorrow." And I'm like, "Bitch, me too." So we decided to do a shot and beer tour of Jersey City.
Oh my God, that's fun.
We went to four places. So while we were together, I did six shots and he did seven. He had done two other shots earlier before he saw me.
Yeah.
Like way earlier. So like we went to Pet Shop. Then we went to Keyhole. Love. Then okay. We went to Hudson Hound and we did two shots there. So that's four altogether.
Yeah.
Then we went to Lucky's and I did two shots there and he did three shots there.
Oh shit.
It was a weird night. It was fucking fun. Like it was a fun night.
Yeah. I wish I knew. I mean, would you have come to the city or no?
No.
Oh, okay. Cause I was, no. I know, I was like, I know it's so hard. Like we live so close to the city yet. Like the thought of it is like, I can't sometimes.
I live even closer to this.
You're city. So close. You are
on
literally
the weekend, yeah. On the weekend. It's the path is horrible.
Okay. Okay.
It's not good.
Yeah.
So like, oh, you know?
Yeah. That's so my night was very similar to yours then. I went bar hopping in New York City. So it was my friend's friend. It was his birthday. So yeah. I tagged along with my friend and we went to celebrate his birthday, which I've met him before. So I know him. So yeah, we were just like bar hopping, going to bar to bar. It was so much fun.
Whose birthday was it?
It was my friend's friend's birthday.
Okay.
So you know, I
was trying to get you to tell me the name, but it's okay.
Oh, no, you don't know any of them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But yeah, so it was a lot of fun. Drinks were being bought for me. I was like, oh my God, okay, fine. Like, if we have to drink, we have to drink. And
everyone's off today.
Yes, it was so nice. But like, I mixed. I knew it. Like, I knew it because I felt the change and I was like, fuck. I was like, I mixed. Like, I didn't even realize I mixed, but I did. So,
what'd you mix?
I was just doing seltzers, vodkas, gins, then going to tequila because I like
a lot of mixing. Okay.
A lot of mixing.
I try and only mix like two at a time.
Yes. Yeah.
And then, so like, I'll do like, shots of tequila and a tequila drink or shots of tequila and Miller High Life.
Right.
And then when I get to Lucky's, I stop everything I was doing and right. I get a white and I end with like a White Claw or two.
Okay. So then you move on.
And that's like the normal progression when I'm at Pet All Night and then go to Lucky's.
Right.
We were on a shot and beer tour.
Right. So shit different.
Yeah. It was shots and beers. No, but like we honestly slept until because we got back to my house and smoked some more weed.
Mm-hmm.
And then we both fell asleep. And then we slept until like 11.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Yeah, I slept in my bed and my friend slept on the couch and we slept till 11. It was good.
That's so nice.
Yeah.
I physically cannot sleep until like after 9. Like I cannot sleep until after nine. It sucks.
Like, I'll wake up around that time, and then I'll like go back to sleep.
Go back.
Yeah.
It's so hard. It's hard too for me. But
for me, I'm like, let's go.
Yeah.
Let's go, girl.
Let's go, girls.
All right, but, you guys. I am a little fucked up, unfortunately.
No, that's fine. It's me. It's literally me. But it was a lot of fun last night. I really enjoyed myself. But I usually, like I said, I usually stick to tequila because I simply like tequila. Like,
I love tequila. And like, we're all tequila girls.
Top shelf tequila. When I was drunk, oh my God, everyone kept saying last night, they're like, you kept saying, is this top shelf? Because like 2 years ago, I went out. And I did a shot with a few people, and yeah, they were drinking Mojito or something like that. Mojiato.
Bitch, what even is that?
I don't even know. It was disgusting. I could not fathom it. I was gonna throw up. It's a tequila, but it's very low, like bottom shelf. Which I'm not into the shelf types. I'm really not.
I like know what I like. I know what I like.
I like the Casamigos. I like Patron. I like Casa Azul.
I like Espolón.
Yes. Yeah. Don Julio here and there. It really depends. Because I don't really like that tequila also, but.
Type shit.
Yeah. It's like that. So like now I'm very picky. I'm like, I'm not fucking around because I physically can't. I can't drink it. I can't swallow it. But what we had last night, I don't fucking know, but it was so good. And then that's when I started mixing. Then vodka came into picture. I don't even know what was going on, but it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, How did you get home? Did you Uber?
So, no, we took the train back home.
What time were you done?
About 11 o'clock.
Okay, so you were like, you could make a train. Yeah.
Yes, it was still like an early night. It wasn't anything, you know, too insane, but it was a lot of fun. I loved it. It was good energy, good people, a lot of laughs and stuff.
I love that. No, yeah. I was having a time last night.
Yeah, I love it. We deserve it.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I'm having a time all the time.
Yeah.
I'm too addicted to the time.
No, sir. I always say, I'm like, and we're doing it for the fucking plot, okay?
It's for the lore.
It's for the lore, okay?
I'm spending my lore.
Wait! I meant to say this last thing. Talking about the plot and the lore. So, afterwards, after we were all hanging out, me and my friend, we were leaving. We said goodbye to everyone. We all went our separate ways because they all live in the city and we are the only ones from Jersey. So, gross. I know. But
living in the city is gross.
Oh, I'm like, ew, Jersey. Hate it.
No, love Jersey. Jersey City forever, bitch.
Literally. But we were like, we're hungry. Like, all of a sudden, like, I got hungry. I did not eat all day. All we had was a Krispy Kreme donut.
That's Oh my God. So what'd you have?
So I'm like, we need to eat because I'm not well. So we end up getting a recommendation. The one guy made us a reservation for this one restaurant. He's like, I love this restaurant. It's really good. It's classy. I'm like, okay, cool. So we get there. The food was amazing. I got French fries. I got fried zucchini. We had a pasta dish. Blah, blah, blah. I get a text message from my friend that's sitting right across the table from me.
What is it?
And she goes, do not, I have it all here. And we'll post this on the page too. Here we go. She goes, please relax. But I think Phineas, Billie Eilish's brother, is right next to you. But don't say anything. Please just stay casual. Acting like I was gonna go off. I'm like, relax. But yeah, so we had dinner with him. He was having dinner right next to us with his girlfriend, I guess.
Where?
In Midtown. Hell's Kitchen area.
Okay.
But
I got it. Understood.
What? So she's speaking another language, everyone, right now.
We got it.
But we got it. So it was, that was really cool. I was like, oh my God, you know why it was so crazy though? Because I was just listening to his new album. He just released an album Friday and I was listening to it this weekend and I was like, oh, I kind of vibe with it. He has a few good songs on it. But other than that, I never think of him. I never, you know, anything like that. So I was like, that was crazy. That literally, I was just listening to his album.
Yeah.
And now he's eating dinner next to us. That's why I love New York. Because New York, it's like...
crazy.
You will be in those situations that you will not be in other cities. It's, right. It's so different. But...
yeah. Okay, yeah. Wait. Speaking of text messages.
Okay.
So I was texting with my friend and... he's at the Las Vegas airport right now.
Yeah.
And he goes, hold on. He goes, I'm in the Vegas airport. Do I play slots? And I said, like, 100 million percent. Like, I sent him a bunch of pictures.
Because they have the slots there. They have them right
there. In the airport. And I said, please hold. And then I Venmo'd him $20. And I said, I just invested $20 in this. And he said, all right, I'm going to hit this shit. And I said, hell yeah, Godspeed. And he said, do you like any particular machine? And I said, what are my options? I don't really gamble. Like, what are the themes? And he goes, right. There's Buffalo One, Monopoly, and Asian One. Mystery of the Lamp. I said, Monopoly, bitch. Let's get it. He goes, I'm going to eat food. Hold on. Then I'm in there. And he just sent me 3 videos.
Oh my gosh.
I'm playing the slot.
No, when I mean, I when I
hold on, everyone listen.
Okay. And we'll put this on our site, maybe. We'll put this on the Insta.
Putting the money in the machine.
Welcome to Monopoly Cash Wheel.
See how much we're betting.
I'm actually dying. I hope he wins something because that means you get profit.
Cash $20 bet. Oh no, he put it up to 5. All right, let's see. Spin.
I never gamble. It's so crazy.
It's spinning.
Trash.
All of your money's gone.
Oh, let's fucking go.
We got something.
Cash out so I can go back to $1 denominations. All right, I cashed out. I'm gonna put it back in so I can go back to $1 denominations.
Oh my gosh,
I love he doesn't know what he's doing.
Oh no, literally, that is me. If when I gamble, I have no idea what's going on. Last summer, I was in AC because a coworker was there, and I was like, I'll meet up with you. I was just trying to get a free drink there, so I was just playing whatever. It was crazy.
Because they'll give you free drinks.
Yes.
Damn, we're losing. Sorry, guys, this is really...
I feel like I'm on the live streams where they're, like, betting.
I know. No, that's literally what's happening. Like, come on.
No, seriously.
You're gonna lose all the money, dude.
Did I send $5? Is this live currently happening?
No, yeah, he just sent it to me.
Oh my God, should I bet $5?
Give him $5. Everybody give him
$5. Everyone send him $5 so he could gamble. Oh my God, that's so funny. And then also this weekend, I'm like, what day is it? I carved a pumpkin, okay?
Oh my God, what did you put in your pumpkin?
It was cute. I just made it like a basic pumpkin. That's it. And it was really, really cute. I'll post the photo also. But then the other, like, not yesterday, the day before, so Saturday, I watched a squirrel devour my whole fucking pumpkin. Destroyed the pumpkin. So now I have to make a new one. So I'm like, whatever. But it was fun carving a pumpkin, but I will say it's messy as hell. All the stuff inside. Ew, it's so slimy. It's disgusting. I like the seeds though. I always loved pumpkin seeds. They taste amazing. If you season them with a little adobo, some salt, pepper, all that, it's delicious.
Yeah, oh, pumpkin seeds are great.
Oh, they're so good. But that's it. And then my last life update is I'm going to see Wicked.
Love that.
Yeah, on Broadway. So I'm excited for that. But I do want to see, are you excited for Wicked or you don't care? You're like indifferent.
I'm indifferent, you know.
Okay. Yeah. But, like, and my thing is I never was into musicals, okay? Even though we did like theater. Yeah. I never cared about musicals and stuff like that. I actually don't like them. Yeah. But Wicked,
but only certain ones.
Yeah, no, I know you, Hamilton, please. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. But yeah.
But I like like Wicked's one of those classics that like I know the songs already. I know everything like that. And a coworker right. wants to go. So I was like, all right, like
who wants to go?
My coworker.
Oh, fun. Yeah, go.
So I was like, all right, like let's go. Like I haven't been to a Broadway show in a long time.
Right.
What happens? But
my final life update is that like, you guys, I'm off the apps, man. I'm free.
Wow.
I'm single. Like I am over it.
Good. Actually,
really over it. If I'm meant to meet someone right now, I will. And like,
exactly.
You know, it's, you know, it is what it is. Like,
you know,
I have a lot of really good friendships.
Yes.
That are like very strong and very like important to me. And so like, I'm just vibing on that right now.
Right.
You know,
I feel like by you living in Jersey City, there is like such a big population of people there, and you're gonna meet someone on your own.
No, like Jersey City is so incestuous, man.
I know it can be, but at the same time, I feel like you can meet someone there as well. But I know what you're saying in regards to that. Yeah, it's like New York. Like,
me and my friends only go to the same places, so like we're gonna meet the same people,
right? And that's like, literally. Yeah, we were just talking about that last night with New York City. Like, everyone's dating the same people. Everyone's screwing the same people. Like, I'm like, this is crazy. I'm like, holy shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, everybody's just with the same people. That's it. Everyone knows. Everyone dates the same people. It's no, for real, crazy.
Because we're all creatures of habit. Even if, like, we have no routine or schedule in our lives and we just, like, are vibing.
Right.
Like, we're still all creatures of habit. Like, I go to the same two places.
Right.
I usually don't venture out of those places. You know what I mean? And so, like, people in New York, there's a million options. You're never going to be at the same place. Like, but you think you're never going to be at the same place, but again, like you will go to the
it
same
happens.
Place that you would like to go
yes,
to.
Yes, exactly. So, you like your three places. You're going to go to your three places. Like it's so crazy, but like, this is what we're in right now. Like, that's it.
No, for real.
All right. That's good though. I love that. And have you watched Salt Lake?
Yes. Oh my God. I'm obsessed with the ladies at the, okay guys, now we're into reality TV.
Yes. Yeah, reality TV.
Clearly we are both struggling today, but it's the most entertaining we've been all season. Cause we're not exhausted tonight.
Because
it's 2 PM.
Yeah. Right. That's true. So yeah, that's always the hardest thing because like we usually do this late at night,
exhausted.
Yeah, like we're exhausted.
After we've worked all day.
Exactly. So usually it's exhausting. Today, like I haven't done shit. I just had coffee. I had lunch and now we're doing this. So I'm like in a good space. Even though I'm hungover.
We smoked some weed. We had some alcohol.
Yeah.
And then I ordered some food and we split it because I was like, I'll eat this later tonight, but like also like you need some food, so you should have some.
Oh yeah.
I just shared it with my friend, you know, whenever.
Yeah.
Friendship, you know.
My favorite was when I think it was Saturday night, you posted you're like, I got tacos and I loved it so much that I got more.
More tacos.
I was cracking up. I'm like, that is like I'm obsessed with that. Cause sometimes it does hit different and you're like, oh, I need more of this. Like, I should have gotten more. So
I know. And then I did. and it was great.
Yeah, I love it. Yeah. All right, so Salt Lake City.
Okay.
Housewives. What a cast.
You guys. You guys, what? They went to the Miller factory, Miller Brewery. They went to the brewery, the Miller Brewery.
Wait, where is that?
In Milwaukee, where they were.
Oh.
Wisconsin, you know?
Yes.
And you know, you guys, I am a high life connoisseur. I love a good Miller high life. Champagne and beers, bitch.
I cannot stand beer.
The ladies were there. And Mary Cosby, and I quote, hold on, bitches.
No, Mary is so crazy. I can't.
Mary goes, where the fuck is it? Hold on, everybody. George, she did say, okay, we got it. Mary Cosby may not have had beer before, but she's adept in champagne. With Miller High Life being the champagne of beers, a beer expert named Ben cracked open a bottle for her. What year is it? Cosby joked. Her verdict? Ooh, I like it. I had no clue that there is like an upscale beer, Cosby said in a cutaway. It's regal. And honestly, Mary Cosby could come out for Boys Night. She's welcome anytime she wants.
Oh, yes. No, she's a good time.
Highlights on the me and the boys, Mary. We love you. We love you.
Yeah, I am obsessed with her. I think she's so funny. When she walked out of the car and she was like, and my dad lived here. And
he lived across the street from Jeffrey Dahmer. Yes. And they're cooked body parts.
Yes. I was cracking up.
Honestly, all hail Mary Cosby. All hail Meredith Marks.
Yes.
Holding that show down.
I am obsessed. Like, this
Georgie,
is... What?
Speaking of Real Housewives, obviously, because we're on reality TV time, guess what I started watching this weekend?
What? New Jersey.
New York City, baby, but seasons 14 and 15 with Jessel and Jenna and Sky. Oh, I'm obsessed with them.
All right, we're going to talk about that right.
Oh, my God, bitch.
We are discussing this right after Salt Lake City. We're discussing this right after. Holy shit, I didn't know that. Oh, my God. Yes. Right, so we are talking about it then. Salt Lake City, it's so good. I'm not a fan of Brittany though. How do you feel about Brittany?
Which one's Brittany?
Brittany's the one that's dating the Osman man.
Oh yeah, yeah, on Salt Lake City. Yeah, she's not necessary. Like Bronwyn was enough.
Yes. Yeah.
You don't need a friend of like that. She's annoying me.
I know. I think she's
like, if she was like a real like a main.
Right.
I would have liked her better, I think. But like, yes. I don't need this story.
Yeah, I don't need it because it means nothing to us. And then Bronwyn is good. I like her. I just think like when she came in the hot dog suit, I was like, no, this isn't. Yeah. And they all said it too. They're like, that is not fashion. They're like, we love you, Bronwyn, but that is not fashion. But yeah, the season is so good so far. Like I think like last episode was whatever, but this past week episode, it was so good. I love it. Like, I love these ladies. They're amazing. They're really holding it down.
It's really the epitome of reality TV. It's perfect.
Oh, yeah. And oh, like, yeah.
I feel as though even if this season isn't as crazy as the last one, which I feel like it might be, there's a strong possibility.
Right.
Yet, I'm still not mad about it because, like, you know.
They still deliver.
Oh, yeah.
So that's the difference. I feel like these other girls on these other shows don't really deliver as much. No. So,
and like everybody brings it their fucking all in Salt Lake City.
Yes. Yeah. I love them. I think it's a great cast. And then Jen Shah, just to end it off, Jen Shah from The Housewives of Salt Lake City, her sentence was just shortened by a year. So she's now coming out in 2028.
Yes.
I think so.
I feel like if the show's still going on, they might bring her back.
They might bring her right back on. That is going to be incredible.
Yeah.
That will be incredible.
Oh, yeah.
So
for sure.
We will wait about that. All right, let's talk about Real Housewives of New York. So I want to know who your favorites are and who are the ones on the cast that you aren't really vibing with.
Okay, let me look at a list because, you know, there's a lot of people on there.
There are. So there's Aaron, Jessel, Sai,
okay,
Bryn.
I'm looking right now. Hold on.
Jenna, Lyons. So Real Housewives of New York.
Hold on, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, yeah. I'm just going to give a backstory. So the Real Housewives of New York, they aired, they're still airing currently.
Yes, they just started season 15.
Yes.
There's like two episodes up, yeah.
But after season 13, they kind of rebooted the whole show and they have a whole new cast. So now
season 13 was May to September 2021.
Yeah.
Season 14 was like a whole over 2 years later it came out.
Mm-hmm.
Did they put it on pause?
Yeah.
And then brought it back and did something new? Is that what happened?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. I might go back and watch the what do they call it? Legacy?
Oh yeah, the Ultimate Girls Trip.
No, but they call it Roni Legacy, like the first 13 seasons, right?
Yeah, technically.
Yeah. So but on the new iteration, it's Sai, Uba, Aaron, Jenna, Jessel, and Bryn.
Yes.
And did all of them return? They did.
Yes. Yeah, everybody's back.
They added Raquel.
Yes, everyone's back.
So now they have two lesbians in this season.
Yep.
Which we love, you know, because it's New York City.
Yeah.
You know, I know people hate Jenna Lyons, but I really like her.
I like her. I just feel like
I know she's problematic, but I kind of like
I don't even think she's problematic. I think she's just not willing to show her whole life, you know?
Yeah. Is that why people don't like her?
I think so. Cause I think they're like, you're not showing everything.
But I also get like if she's dating a woman who's like, I don't want my life in the public.
Right.
And like they're able to work, like they're able to manage that where it works. Because I know in season 14, she went through a breakup.
Yes.
Because the person didn't like how public it was, even though like it wasn't even that public.
Right.
Like, I feel like that's fair though. It's like if you can manage it and somebody doesn't want to be in the public eye, like that's okay. That's your life.
Yeah, yeah. No,
also because she's not, that person didn't agree to be on the show. She's just dating somebody.
Right.
She should be okay with being mentioned, like in a relation, like I'm in a relationship with someone and like not the name or anything about them.
Right.
But, like other than that, if she wants to keep it private, that's her right. You know?
Oh yeah. No,
she didn't agree to be a Real Housewife. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I completely agree.
So, but I honestly really like all of them in different ways. I just feel like they all, I don't know. The friendship way, I don't know. They're cool. What? They're cool.
Yeah. No, I like them all. I will say after last season, I'm not really a fan of Sai. I just think she's a little all over the place.
Really? But... I'm like halfway through season 14.
Oh, okay, so you're still watching. Okay.
Right,
so...
and then, yeah. Because I watched the first two episodes of 15 and I was like, wait a second.
Yeah.
I need to go back because this is great. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. It's amazing. Like I enjoy them. I enjoy the new cast. I do miss the originals, of course. I think they were just amazing television,
right,
beyond.
Yeah.
But this is a good group. It's a solid group. I love Aaron. I love Jessel. I love Bryn, and
I like Bryn a lot. I like Uba.
Uba, yes, I do like Uba.
I like her, but there seems like there's going to be some drama.
Oh yeah, there is already, you know, a lot of drama. Yeah, and we're only two episodes in.
Episodes of season 15, and the first one is when they were like filming the intro.
Yeah.
And it was like, I don't even want to be in the same room as her. Like some crazy shit.
Yes. I thought that was so crazy. Like, I can't believe all this that's happening. So
I know. And like, we don't even know
the context. Yeah.
Like, we're excited though. It's going to be good.
Yeah. We don't even have context of what's going on. So it's really crazy.
Right. But I'm excited.
Yeah. I'm really excited for it. And So far, it's great. So far, right. It's a good show. So let us know. Let me know when you're done, and then we could talk more about it.
Yes, of course.
Because I'll let you get up to date on everything. But all right. So next, this is just a real quick shout out. But House of Villains season 2 has premiered this week. They premiered. Last week. This week is the second episode. I think it comes out, I'm going to say Thursday. But it's really good so far. Tiffany Pollard is on it. Teresa Giudice is on it. Okay. A bunch of people from Big Brother and The Challenge and stuff like that. So it's a big, big cast. Safari from Love and Hip Hop Hollywood is on it. And then lastly, we have The Real Housewives of Potomac. Just recently aired this past weekend. It is season 9 of the show. So they just premiered. What's her name? I forgot. Robin. Robin is no longer on.
I know. Makes me sad. I love her.
I know. I just like Robin. Like, I think she was good on the show. Like, I don't know. So, whatever.
I
know.
I like Robin a lot, too.
Never say never. Like, Bravo could always just, you know, bring them back on. But it sucks. Like, I am sad that she's not on it. But so far, it's good. And the new ladies, I do like the new girls so far. Yeah, they're like a breath of
fresh air. I got to catch up on that one.
Yeah, you're only one episode behind.
Right.
If you're up to date with all the seasons.
Oh, I'm not.
Oh, okay. Because I remember you were watching.
Yeah. I know. I need to catch up. You know me. I'm like very ADD with what I'm watching.
Yeah. And I'm the same freaking way. I'm like literally the same way. The Mormon Wives, I have yet to finish it. I'm like,
oh my God. I don't even know if I'm going to watch that one.
It's pretty good. It's pretty good. It's just messy. Yeah. So
I know. Yeah. But you know, I love my,
who?
I love my, Bravo.
Oh, I know. That's me. That's me. They got the formula down pat. That's why it's just like, they got it.
They do.
So. Okay. Stop right there. You know what I'm about to say, and you know what I'm about to spew, and it's all the truth. Goalie Gummy is that gummy. Goalie does so much for our bodies. They help with immune health, heart health, energy metabolism. Don't forget digestion, which is my favorite for the apple cider vinegar. But Goalie has now expanded into so much more. They have the ashwagandha gummies, the sleep gummies, the super fruit gummies, the super green gummies, which are my favorite. And they now have like a multivitamin. They have an energizer. So Goalie is so much more than just the apple cider vinegar that it once was. I want to help you be a part of our family at Goalie Gummies. So today, if you go to goalie.com and use my promo code GSTILLWELL at checkout, which is GSTILLWELL at checkout, you will get a percentage off. Now, here's the catch. Follow me on Instagram at @GeorgeStillwell_, and I will post weekly on a percentage that you could get off your Goalie gummies. It could be 5%, 10%, 20%, 30%, or more. So you have to follow me to get these fun deals, but you will always get at least 10% off with my code. So run, don't walk, as I always say, and get your Goalie gummies today.
Okay, so we're back, bitches. And next on our list is pop culture. So we do have a few things going on. Before we start that, how are we feeling about the fall weather? Like, today's gorgeous.
Oh my God. Like, I haven't been outside, but like, it's been nice the past couple of days. Like, it's been really windy up here, actually.
Yeah.
So that stinks. Well, but
here too.
Yeah. But just today though, but it's been like, it's been nice that it's been like cooler and whatever.
Yeah. I love it. It's so nice. Like, today is gorgeous outside. Like, I want to almost go for a walk. So, I love this time of year. Yeah, I love this time of year, but it's like the last hurrah because it's about to get chilly. So yeah.
Like, I think okay. Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, the low is going to be like 40, 42, and the high is like 58.
Yes.
That's cold. That's chilly.
I saw that. That's cold. No, it is cold. I know.
I'm like, ugh. But, you know, we'll get a couple more like 70-something degree days.
Yeah.
And then I feel like by November, it kind of starts to like stay in the 50s and 60s.
Yeah. Yeah. So. Yeah, so I'm excited. Like, I like this weather, but I'm also excited for, like, the cooler weather.
Yeah,
this year. Always. But, yeah. So, let's start off immediately with Beyonce's killing everybody.
What?
There, I said it.
What?
Beyonce is allegedly killing everybody. So,
like killing people, like murdering?
Yes. A new conspiracy theory is stating that these people, if you don't think Beyonce, she will kill you. And because there's been a lot of people like Adele, Billie Eilish, all these people saying like, thank you, Beyonce. You're amazing. I don't know a better person. And everyone's thinking like, oh my gosh, like she's gonna kill them if they don't. It's this whole big thing that's going on right now, and I think it's so funny.
It's so fake though.
Yeah, but it all wraps around with the allegations with the P. Diddy. Not allegations, actually. Now it's been confirmed that he has.
Obviously.
But there are allegations now coming forward that Beyonce and Jay-Z have a part in this, which Jay-Z was already confronted by the feds about this. He was questioned by the feds. And there's just so much going on in this case. So everyone thinks Beyonce and Jay-Z are going down next. So that's kind of the whole thing that's wrapped around this mess, but it's all alleged. Nothing is confirmed in regards to Beyonce and Jay-Z. But I was like, that is the craziest thing I've ever heard in my life. Like, I don't know. It's insane. But Nicole Kidman and oh my God, what's her name?
I don't know.
Salma Hayek. Yes, thank you. I'm sorry. Nicole Kidman and Salma Hayek are feuding. They were feuding at the Balenciaga show. So
why?
They were both at the show. Katy Perry was in between them. And literally, Salma like held Nicole Kidman. And Nicole Kidman was like, don't touch me. And like hit her hand.
What?
Yes, it's so. I'll send it to you.
And shut up. I love Salma Hayek.
I love her.
She could get it. Like she could get it.
I love
anytime. She's so hot, dude.
I love her. I love her. But anyway, like, we come to find out that her husband is one of the VPs for like this one company that owns Balenciaga, owns Dolce & Gabbana. Yes, her husband.
Okay.
So now everyone's like, Nicole Kidman better watch out because like she's saying that to Salma, who is in charge, her husband is in charge of all these companies.
Right.
So.
And it's like, yeah.
I thought that was insane. I'm like, holy shit. But yeah, so they're like kind of feuding right now. It was weird because Salma didn't pay any mind to it. She was just like, oh, okay, like that, kept it cool. But yeah. Nicole Kidman was really mad and I was like confused. I'm like, what the fuck happened? So
that's
something where I want to know what the hell is going on there.
Right.
So that's that. And I'll send it to you. It's all over the place. It's all over Instagram. It's all over TikTok. It's all over Twitter, all that. Next, we have on the list Kylie Jenner and Timothée Chalamet are still an item after a low-key dinner in New York City last night.
Oh, and my God. I love them. I actually like them.
Oh, I love them together. I'm obsessed with them. I was really sad that I thought they were not together anymore, but they are still, so I'm happy about that. But it's so funny because literally, like, last night I was thinking, oh, my God, last night if I walked past them, I wouldn't even know. Like, I'm weird like that. Like, people, like, a celebrity could walk right past me and I wouldn't even know.
Right.
Like, I don't know. Because I'm, like, all about me. When I'm, like, in the streets, I'm all about me.
No, like, yeah. I'm not, I feel like I'm not really paying attention to, like, what's around me.
Right. I'm not, like,
looking. I'm in the city. I'm in the city every day, and I'm all around the city often. Like,
right.
I don't even, I feel like I've definitely walked past, I think I walked past Zachary Quinto. I think I walked past Busy Phillips.
Oh, but, my, like, gosh.
I, yeah, also don't, like, say anything because, you know, they're minding their business.
Like, I would never say anything.
I think, like, all I would do is, like, wave or be like, hey, big fan, and then, like, keep it moving.
Yes.
I wouldn't, like, ask for, like, a picture or, like, whatever. Like, you know, I would just, you know, be like, oh, hey, big fan, keep it moving. Yeah. That's the most I would do, and I probably wouldn't even do that.
I agree. I completely agree. I would do the same thing. Like, I'm right. not like that. I'm not going, like, to run up to you. That's the most
I'm ever going to do if I'm doing something.
Yes, because I just feel like they are people, too, at the end of the day. Their job is just to be an entertainer. Like, that's right. it. So, just like how my job is my job.
Right.
And when I'm done, I'm off the clock. So, I'm just
like... Exactly. Like, after hours, I'm not responding to parent messages. I'm not, like...
Right.
You know what I mean? I barely even do work outside of work hours unless, like,
it's like urgent.
I really have to. You know right. what I mean? Like, I don't like to do that. So
yeah, it's that kind of thing. So
yeah.
Yeah, a lot of people don't give them, like, their space, which sucks. But yeah, so they were out last night in New York City. They had, like, a low key, like, dinner, and allegedly the waiters are saying that they tipped them really big.
Good. And as they should.
They gave them a huge tip.
Listen, if you're a celebrity and you're making lots and lots of money and you're not tipping your bartenders or servers, like, at least 50%, and you make mm-hmm. all that money, like, honestly, mm-hmm. you should be tipping the bill. Right. But, like, you know, whatever, at least 50, like, fuck you, because I tip at least 50. I tip at least 33%. I tip at least a third of what my bill was everywhere.
Wow. That's really good. If it's really
cheap, I will tip 100%.
Wow. So
you know what I mean? I'll tip 50. You know, I will tip a lot of money because I'm friends
with the,
I'm like actual friends / I'm friendly with every single bartender at, like, every bar I go to, pretty much.
Yes. Yeah.
Like, they all know me. They don't right. even take my card to start me a tab. I just, like, pay them at the end.
Right. Right.
Because they know I'm not going to skip out on my tab.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. For me, like, I will do 25%.
Yeah.
When I go out.
If the service is really bad and it's a place, like, I'm only ever going to go once, it's my first time there, maybe I'll tip 20.
Yes.
Like, if the service is good and it's a place I'm never going to go, I'm tipping more. Like,
yeah. If something,
I'm always tipping at least 20%, no matter right. what.
Right. Yeah. So that's how I am. Even if the service, let's say, is horrible, I would never tip lower than 20% because it's just that thing. And I tell a lot of people this. I'm like, you have to understand that. I'm like, you are going to a restaurant to be serviced. And right. you could have just taken that shit to go, you know, but if you're going to sit there and be serviced, you should tip, you know, so
yeah,
it's that kind of thing. So that's always good. Yeah. If I was a celebrity and I had that money like that, I would be tipping very, very well because it's like,
yeah,
you know, the struggle, you know how it is, like,
right. Yeah. And
tip it back.
Honestly, when I was making, like, my summer money and I had all that good money, I was, like, paying it forward to my service industry friends when I would go out and, like, be served by them, you know? And that's
nice.
But then I did tell them, I was like, hey, like, I got my summer money right now. So I'm like, I'm going off and, like, I'm going to tip you guys really well. But if you guys notice, come, like, October, November, December, I'm not tipping that well. It's just because I ran out of summer money.
Yeah.
And they're like, Gracie, you're good because you take care of us. And I'm like,
oh, that's nice. Love you. I love that though.
Yeah.
Next we have Ariana Grande on SNL. How did you feel? Did you watch it?
I thought it was a good episode, honestly.
Okay.
I did.
I did not watch it.
I did. I liked it. I watched it twice. I was really drunk when I watched it the first time.
Okay. Yeah, I might watch it tonight because, like, I want to vibe.
It was good.
Okay, that's good. Everyone has been saying it was pretty good. So,
it was.
Next, we have Julia Fox. Her new book is out, and I have to read it. It's on my list.
Did you read what is it? Circling the Drain. Is that the other one?
No, I didn't read that one, but I know what you're talking about.
That one, though.
So the new one talks a lot about like her endeavors with the entertainment industry, and then also with her relationship.
Uncut Choms. Down the Drain was the first book.
Okay. Yeah. But so far everyone's saying it's insane. The book is insane and it's a must read. So I'm like, shit. Okay.
Wait,
so,
babe, she only has one book.
Does she?
Down the Drain, and it came out like last year, like a year ago.
Why did I read it was new? Two people in the past 3 weeks have come up to me and said, oh my God, you follow Hollywood, right? And I'm like, yeah. They're like, did you read Julia Fox's new book? And I was like, no.
Babe, what's today? October 14th?
Today's October, yes.
It came out October 10th, 2023. So like,
So a 1 year anniversary. Okay.
370 days ago. Yeah.
Is there like a new volume of it or something?
Maybe like it got released on like paperback or hardcover. I don't know.
Oh my God. Down the Drain. Because
the hardcover is saying that's when it was released.
Oh my gosh. Guys.
Okay. Here it is. It's coming out on paperback. That's what it is. It's going to be released on paperback tomorrow.
Okay, there we go.
That's what it is. It's the same book from last year. They're just releasing it. Because usually a book will get released hardcover first and then paperback or like whatever. So a lot of the times that happens.
Right.
Okay. And then when it gets released on a new format, they announce it again. Like
again, okay.
Edition is coming out or whatever.
Okay. Because that's so crazy. Two people have said it to me and I was like, oh shit, okay, I have to read. I guess everyone's saying it's so crazy.
It is supposed to be really good though, but yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, it's safe.
Did you tell me that she came out as a lesbian? Is that her?
I think so. I don't know.
I feel like you told me that and I don't know. Oh. Okay, Julia Fox candidly discussed her sexuality after seemingly coming out as a lesbian.
Oh, okay.
She was just reacting to a video where the person said how they love seeing a lesbian with their boyfriend. But then she goes, hey, that was me. I was that lesbian. So sorry, boys. Won't happen again. But then she further opened up and said she'd definitely date a woman. I'd definitely be up for a relationship with a woman.
Wow.
I feel like I don't know. I feel like she is probably bi. She's curious. She's queer. You know,
yeah.
Me too, girl.
I feel like that's what I would say. But yeah.
Well, I know that I'm not curious anymore. Like, I'm queer.
Anymore. And talking about Bicurious, we have the Mendez brothers on Netflix.
Oh, my God. Me and Charles were hanging out, and, like, we were, like, trying to figure out what to watch on Netflix, and we just had it open because we were high. And I was like, did you just see that homoerotic promo shot for the Menendez brothers documentary or whatever the fuck it is? He was like, no, I didn't. But like, what the fuck? Like, why was it so homoerotic, the promo shoot?
I know. They're making it very like sexual, like for the gays. I don't know. But
like, who's making it? Is it Ryan Murphy?
Of course.
Okay, then yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. He's like, we're going to put only the hottest people. And we're going to make it seem like it's a sex tape. And that's it. But everyone's saying it's crazy. Everyone's saying that show is a must watch. But it's also very gory, very essay heavy. And it's a lot for some people. So
yeah.
I'm going to probably start watching it. I just want to mentally prepare myself almost. Because a lot happens.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that's it. Just that little.
We were watching Your Honor last night. Oh. The one with Bryan Cranston.
Yes. Oh my gosh.
God, crazy.
Your Honor's a good show. I'm sad. I think it got canceled, right?
I don't know. I mean, it won a lot of awards. But let me see. It might have just been like a,
or it might have just been done. Yeah.
Let's see.
I'm like, and we are gonna fact check today.
Yes. Type shit. Okay. related, Your Honor, 22. Okay, no. It was two seasons. They were like 2 years apart.
Yeah.
Because COVID happened. Like, it came out in December 2020. So it probably was filmed before COVID, and then COVID happened, and then, you know. But let's see. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't really see it.
Production.
Also,
I mean, I don't know. They could make another one.
Oh, okay. Okay. Maybe it's just something that was talked about. I just sent you over the Nicole Kidman and the
okay, I'm gonna look.
Thelma. It's crazy.
Oh, thank God. Margot Martindale. We love her.
But that's it, guys. That's all we have for you today.
What's your hyperfixation, Georgie?
Oh my God. I literally don't have one.
Really?
Maybe like. No, I don't have one. I really don't. I'm like trying to think. I don't really have one.
Oh.
I'm like not. I'm like not feeling anything today or this week. Lately, like I don't know. I don't have one. What about you?
No.
You're like, no, I have nothing. No. I feel the same way. I'm like nothing.
Yeah.
Absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
But that's it, guys. We will be back. So, yes, this is our first week coming back on a Wednesday, or airing on a Wednesday. So, for now on, we're going to do Wednesdays air dates, and we'll see how it goes.
Yes, yes. So, this will be out on Wednesday.
Yes.
Very excited about that.
Yeah, it's a nice breakup in the week. So,
yeah.
And then other than that, guys, have a great rest of the week. Happy hump day.
We love you.
And yeah, enjoy.
All right, you guys.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.